Cuba slows down to an evocative black and white image in a new film by the photographer David Turnley. The movie, shot chiefly by Turnley, is made with a digital video camera, and it's about a Havana nightclub, La Tropical. One reviewer calls this black and white film the most colorful at the Tribeca Film Festival, which is on in New York this weekend. Turnley won the Pulitzer Prize in 1991 and has taken pictures of revolutions around the world, from Tiananmen Square to the Berlin Wall, from Chechnya to Ceausescu. He says he wanted to shoot Cuba in black and white because it's a place that has changed little visually since the 1959 revolution. The movie, with its exquisite erotic images of dancers, is also about race and moves from the dance floor to intimate and anguished moments in the lives of black Cubans. Their passionate center and redemption comes in the evenings at an almost magical 50-year-old open-air nightclub in Havana. Like the movie, it's called La Tropical.
La Catedral, el conservatorio de la música cubana está en La Tropical.
The cathedral and conservatory of Cuban music is La Tropical. For an orchestra to make it, to have fame and prestige, and to make a name for itself, it has to play and succeed at La Tropical. The greatest romances and love affairs were born there. It was a fusion of dance, sensuality, and everything that had to do with the senses, everything sensual and sexual.
David Turnley joins us now from our studios in New York. David, welcome. Thanks for being with us.
Thanks, Jackie.
You know, this nightclub in this film seems like a place created straight out of a Latin American novel. It's gritty and dreamy at the same time. Tell us more about the nightclub, La Tropical.
It appeared to me like, what might resemble a sort of county fairground, something not at all spectacular. But what I found was that as the evening progressed and as they readied themselves for that particular evening's concert, which happens on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday evenings, that this place just transformed into this pool of gyrating passion, and that it reflected so many echelons of life in Cuba.
You know, David Turnley, one of the things that I think is most intriguing about this film is something that we know relatively little about here in the United States, and that's the issue of race relations in Cuba and how big a factor race is, and that's addressed very directly here. I mean, how much discrimination do Afro-Cubans who are darker feel?
What I found was that as I started to speak to Cubans in Havana about La Tropical, I found out very quickly that for the most part, Cubans of color, when I would speak to them about La Tropical, they would get all excited and say, of course, that's the place. There's really only one place where people go to dance in Cuba and where you hear the best music. It's La Tropical, and it's always been that way. On the other hand, I would find myself encountering lighter-skinned or white Cubans. I would find that they had this very visceral reaction against La Tropical, and they would start to say things like, oh, that's where working-class people go of color, and it's riffraff, and we don't go to that club, we go to the opera, etc. And I started to understand that if, in fact, people were having these very disparate views of this club, that, in fact, the issue of race was very much alive and in Cuba.
Well, let's hear from this clip. Acela Rodriguez Santiago is speaking. She's the director of a Spanish dance company and of Spanish descent, and not what we would call politically sensitive.
Yo tengo muy buenos amigos negros, muy buenas personas.
I have very good friends who are black and are very good people, but I would never have a black husband. No way, not me.
I was a little shocked to hear that in a place like Cuba, because so much of Cuba is of mixed race.
The fact is, there is still very much a legacy of what was clearly a Spanish-European colonialism that left its traces of the dynamic of color in Cuba. And that intersected with the importation of slaves from Africa. And as we know in this society, as in other societies in the world, these things die very hard.
Yeah. Politics are also a theme in this film, and in this working class community, you find people who support Castro, or at least tell you that they do. This man who says he's proud to be Cuban, and we don't always get this in this country either, which is another interesting thing about this film. Let's hear him.
Si este pueblo tiene cultura política, tiene que agradecérselo al doctor Fidel Castro Ruz.
If this country has a political culture, it's thanks to Dr. Fidel Castro Rue, our nation or death.
And he gets out of the car to tell you that, and he's emphasizing that, and they all give a thumbs up, which you photograph. Were you surprised to hear that?
No, not really. I'll tell you what I encountered in Cuba very quickly and what I understood, that in some way, what's really quite spectacular when you think about it is here's this relatively small island, really, you know, in relative terms, a very small population, and yet Cuba, as a small Caribbean island, has very much stood up to America for the last 50 years. And I think that Cubans take whatever they think about Castro, they take some real pride in the fact that this man has given them a prominent identity. Also, I think that Cubans, no matter where they stand on the political spectrum, whether they want to stay, whether they want to leave, whether they're in Cuba, whether they're somewhere else in the world, they are all extremely proud to be Cuban.
This other woman in the film, Tiki Tiki, is another favorite character, one of the older characters, even just her name. You catch her dancing in the rain. Who is Tiki Tiki?
On Friday and Saturday nights, there are these top bands who perform for these young, very hip audiences. On Sunday afternoon, they have what they call the abuelito afternoon, which means the party for grandmothers and grandfathers. And so this older generation come, and they dance to these old boleros and this very traditional romantic music. And there are people like Tiki Tiki who have been going to this club since they were 16. She's in her, I believe, late 70s, if not early 80s, and she dances like she's a 16-year-old. And she lives her entire week to get ready on Sunday morning to put on her little dress and her jewelry and go to La Tropical every Sunday afternoon.
Bueno, La Tropical es cuando yo me levanto el mismo domingo que yo siempre voy, tengo aquella alegría.
When I get up on Sundays, I'm filled with happiness because I am going to La Tropical. I pick the outfit that I'm going to wear. My daughter prepares lunch for me. After I am done eating, I'm off. I feel like I've taken medicine because I get so happy when I dance. I go crazy when I go to La Tropical.
Oh, I hope I get to pick out an outfit and go dancing next Sunday, never mind when I'm 76.
No, I mean, I felt the same way, Jackie. I mean, if you could put an ounce of Tiki Tiki's energy in a bottle and sell it, you would certainly do very well.
Do you think that the music is a place where if people don't feel satisfied in their everyday lives or do feel frustrated, it seems like a place where music is absolutely essential, even much more than in American society?
Well, one of the great pleasures in Cuba that anyone who has been can tell you is that the minute you get off the plane, when you're in any situation with more than one person, there is then a guitar, there's a bottle of rum, there's music, there's dancing, and there's a party. Cubans just incredibly live the moment. And so, of course, their lives, which they availed me to in a very caring and loving way, I responded to, and I hope you feel that in the film.
Well, David Turnley, thank you very much for speaking with us.
Thank you, Jackie.
Photojournalist and filmmaker David Turnley. His first feature-length documentary is called La Tropical. It will be playing at film festivals across the country this summer.